Again, welcome to the Dream Team Prayer Line. Thank you, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. So tonight, we're just going to be looking at just a few scriptures. And I'm going to be talking tonight a little bit. From suffering to glory. From suffering to glory. And the first scripture I want to look at tonight is 1 Peter 1 and 6 through verse 7, which reads, "Wherein greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations," which simply means various temptations. James told us to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations. So this is saying virtually the same thing when we face various temptations. Verse 7 says that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than that of gold which perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearance of Jesus Christ. So what the scripture is saying tonight is that our present suffering is only for a little while. Our trials are only for a season, but the glory that results is eternal. Songwriter said it like this: "I'm so glad that trouble don't last always." What we need to know tonight is that trials are controlled by God. The enemy can't do any more to us than God allows him to, meaning he has to get permission. They don't last forever. Like I said, they're just before a season. So when God permits his children to go through the furnace, he keeps his eye on the clock, and God's hand is on the thermostat. Now, if we rebel, if we try to find our own way out of what we're going through, we try to buck against what God is trying to do in us, then God just might have to turn the hands back on that clock and reset it, that we have to start all over again. We used to hear when you fail a test, or even in school, when you fail a test or when you fail a grade, you have to go back and repeat it all over again. So this is what God is saying. When we rebel, or when we try to maneuver around what he's trying to do in us, we just might have to find ourselves starting that thing all over again and just repeating that class or that grade level all over again. But if we submit, he will not permit us to suffer 1 minute too long. What's important is that we learn the lesson he wants to teach us, and that we bring glory to him and to him alone. Another important thing I want you to remember tonight is that this glory is not fully revealed until Jesus returns for his church. What are you saying? I'm saying that those experiences, those trying experiences that we go through today, God is actually preparing us for glory on tomorrow. Because when we see Jesus Christ, we will bring praise and honor and glory to him if we have been faithful in the sufferings of this life. While we may not be able to rejoice in those things or in those trials, we should be able to rejoice as we look ahead to what's to come, to what God has prepared for us. Just like gold is tested to see if it's pure or to see if it's counterfeit, so the trials of life test our faith to prove its sincerity. A faith that cannot be tested, guess what, y'all? It can't be trusted. The person who abandons his faith when the going gets tough is only proving that he really had no faith at all. Job 23:10 said it like this, "But he knows the way that I take. For when I am tried, I shall come forth as pure gold." Hallelujah. The next scripture I want to look at, we're going back to, or we might still be there, where we're still in Peter, 1 Peter 5:10. "After you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you." We're talking tonight about suffering, from suffering to glory, suffering that leads to glory. So what the scripture is saying, that our trials are building Christian character. So to make you perfect means to equip. God has many tools that he uses to equip his people for life and for service. And we might not want to realize it, or we might not want to accept it, but suffering is one of those tools. The Bible says if we want to reign with Christ, we're going to have to suffer with him. Our Savior, who is in heaven, he is perfecting his children. He's perfecting the believers so that we will do his will and his work while on this earth. To establish us means to fix us firmly, meaning we have to be, we cannot be unsteady in our stand for Christ. People say if you don't stand for something, you'll eventually fall for anything. Our hearts have to be established, and this is only accomplished by God's truth. His word is another tool that he uses to equip us. And the believer who is established in God's truth won't so easily be moved by persecution. We won't so easily be swayed when trials come. We won't so easily be looking to false doctrine. But we learn how to hold fast to the word of God and to stand on his truth. To strengthen means just what it says. God will give us the strength that we need to meet the everyday demands that life brings. To settle means to lay a foundation. The believer who is equipped by God will continue in the faith, grounded and settled. Won't be tossed to and fro. Again, we won't be so susceptible to being carried about with every wind of doctrine. When an unbeliever goes through suffering, I said an unbeliever, when he goes through suffering, he loses his hope. But for the believer, suffering increases our hope. And not only that, as believers, we learn to rejoice in our sufferings. Because the word of God declares, suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. God builds our character. He brightens our hope. He brightens our future. Only when we trust in him and depend on his grace. And the result is that God receives the glory. Whatever begins with God's grace will lead to God's glory. 2 Corinthians 4:17 reads like this: "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." Hallelujah. Our light afflictions, saints of God, they're momentary. Working for us and not against us. Now, Paul is talking about trials that are experienced in the will of God while doing the work of God. God can and he does turn suffering into glory. He turns our mourning into dancing. Hallelujah. He turns sadness into joy. Now, we can't get this thing all twisted and think that we can live any way we please and expect everything in the end to turn into glory. It just don't work that way. Saints of God, it don't work like that. Sin cannot be turned into glory. Sin has to be judged because there is no glory in sin. Romans 8 and 18 says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is going to be revealed in us." My husband used to say it all the time. One moment in God's kingdom is going to pay for it all. Everything that we go through down here on this earth, one moment in God's kingdom is going to pay for it all. We don't need to focus on today's sufferings, but what we need to do is look forward to tomorrow's glory. God will strengthen, honor in heaven those who endure, those who persevere, those who are determined. I am not giving up, but I'm in this thing. Hallelujah. I want to see what the end is going to be. So he's going to strengthen us, and he's going to honor us in heaven to endure suffering for our faith while we are here on this earth. Now, I know pain and suffering is not something that any of us look forward to, but while we live here in this fallen and broken world, thanks to God, we can't get around it. It is inevitable that we go through suffering, that we go through trials, that we go through tests, that we endure. It's easy to get caught up in the storms of life. It's easy to lose sight of the hope that is available through us in Jesus Christ. But we need to remember that Jesus is our anchor in the midst of that storm, in the midst of what we go through. Jesus is that anchor, and he promises never to abandon us, never to forsake us, never to leave us in the midst of those storms. But we have to cling to the anchor. Then the suffering might not disappear, but the good news is that Jesus is with us every step of the way. In the midst of the pain, the temptation is to put all our focus on the battle we're facing. We're human. We have a tendency to look at the circumstances. We have a tendency to focus on what we're going through and how we're going to get out of it. And that's just because that's our nature. But it's important for us to keep a heavenly and an eternal perspective in those seasons of sufferings. We have to remember that our life here on this earth is not all there is to our existence. Our suffering here is an investment into the eternal. We're storing up heavenly investments. That's what we're doing as we go through suffering. There's a life that's going to come where we are promised no more pain, no more suffering. There won't be any more tears. There won't be any more sorrow. But when we see Jesus face to face in all of his glory, oh my God, that's what Paul is telling us in verse 18, that everything that we're going through, it ain't even worthy enough to be compared to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. We will experience all of God's glory in all of its fullness one day, saints of God. And what a glorious day that's going to be. So let's hold fast to the hope of eternal life that awaits us, free of all pain and all suffering. Whatever you face today, whatever you're facing right now, you need to know that there is an expiration date. That day is going to come. That suffering is going to come to an end. You won't have to live with that pain forever. It cannot overtake you, guess what, unless you let it. So take heart that the suffering you are experiencing right now, no comparison, cannot even stand up against the glory of God. We are born for glory, we are kept for glory, and we are prepared for glory. And I don't know about you, but I got heaven in my view. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your word on tonight. Sufferings of this present time are not to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. Only for a season, saints. Only for a season. But I encourage you tonight to rejoice while you're going through. And I know everybody's going through so much. Everybody's going through something. My test might not be your test. My trial might not be your trial. But I will say this. There's always somebody that's going through a whole lot more than we are. There's somebody that's going through worse things that we're going through. But as we're tested and as we're tried, God will bring us through as pure gold. We just got to remember to just believe God and take him as his word. I say it on Sunday. My God, if he said it, that settles it. And yes, I believe it. I believe what the word of God says. And if he says that it's only for a moment, if he says it's only for a season, then I believe, God, that this too will pass. Let us pray. Father, it is in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you tonight, God. Hallelujah. Looking unto you, the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. Lifting our eyes unto the hills, O God, from whence cometh all of our help. Knowing, God, that all of our help come only from you. Knowing, my God, that all things are working together for the good to them that love you. Knowing tonight, God, that everything good and perfect in our life, my God, it comes down from above, down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow or shifting of change. You're the same today, God, yesterday and tomorrow. And, my God, we thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, as we hide the word of your God in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, that you would order, Lord God, our steps through your word. Oh, my God, that we would come, God, to a place in our lives that we would live up. My God, make up in our minds that we will live up, God, to the standards that you have set for us in your word. Teach us thy word, O God. Teach us thy ways, God. Lead us in your truth and teach us your commandments, my God, that we would ever, God, walk in obedience, my God, unto your every written word. For we know the word of your God to be true. We know the word of your God to be settled in heaven. We know, God, that you won't go back on your word, for you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man, God, that you should repent. My God, but if you said it, God, you're going to do it. If you spoke it, God, you will bring it to pass. And we thank you tonight, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, for your word. Hallelujah, my God. Just go before us now, Lord. My God, every person on this line, God, in the name of Jesus, my God, this one's going through this and this one's going through that. But God, you see and you know all things. Hallelujah, nothing is hidden from you, God. But we ask that you would just show yourself mighty, God, in the midst of every test and every trial. My God, reminding us that it is only for a season. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Reminding us, God, that our light affliction is but for a moment. But it worketh for us, God, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, my God. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that our sufferings, God, are not worthy to be compared, my God, to the glory that is to be revealed in us. Oh, my God, and help us, oh, God, to look forward to that day, my God, when we shall stand before you, my God. Oh, my God, and we can see the face of your Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. And no, God, yet we can say we made it. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, we thank you on tonight, Father. Hallelujah, my God, as you equip us, my God, through our sufferings, as you equip us with the word of your God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we use those tools, my God, that you've given, oh, my God, to build us up in you, to build character, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that we can be, God, who you want us to be, that we can see ourselves, my God, as you see us, my God, that we be more like you, that we love, my God, like you love, that we go forth, my God, leading and depending and trusting in you. God, we thank you tonight, hallelujah. We thank you tonight, God, as you teach us to persevere in the midst of trials. Oh, my God. As you teach us, oh God, to endure in the midst of test, in the midst of suffering, knowing that these things are going to pass. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on tonight, Father. My God, we pray tonight, God. We pray for Dig and Walter Brown tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus, asking you, my God, that you would just touch his back tonight, that you would remove every pain, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would relieve him, oh God, of all discomfort. My God, in the name of Jesus, touch from the crown of his head, God, down to the soles of his feet. Bring complete deliverance, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you, God, for Mom Liggins tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, God, for your goodness to her. We thank you, my God, for your faithfulness to her, God. We thank you tonight, God, as you touch her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as you regularly breathing, God, in the name of Jesus, as you, God, restore normal heart function, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that you would work a miracle tonight, God, in their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, for I know that her trust is in you. I know she's leaning on you. I know she's depending on you. I know she's lifting her eyes unto the hills from whence cometh her help. Oh, have mercy tonight, God, as you strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, as you restore strength, God, from one day to the next, from one moment to the next, God, as you build her up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, thank you tonight, Lord, as you remember Robert and Shirley Cooper tonight. Father, that you will continue, God, to just shower blessings upon them, as you continue, God, to strengthen and to restore and to restore, God, strength. My God, restore neurological function, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, manifest yourself to them, Lord. Meet every need, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you tonight, Lord. I thank you for Auntie tonight, God. that you will continue to strengthen her body. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you brought her through some stuff. Hallelujah, my God. I've witnessed, God, you brought her through some stuff. Oh, my God. And we recognize that it was nobody, God, but you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nobody but you, God. And we give you praise tonight. We give you the glory tonight. We give you the honor tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Continue, God, to bless Malik, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. Continue, my God, to manifest yourself through healing. My God, manifest healing power, God, in his life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Strengthen, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every diagnosis, God, upon his life that the doctors have said. But my God, tonight, we're going to believe the report of the Lord, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, God, even as you strengthen and encourage his parents, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen and encourage their hearts tonight, my God, as they raise that young man, my God, in the fear and in the admonition of you, Lord. My God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight, God, having forgotten what you've done for Michael and Sean and their family. Oh, my God, it is to you, God, I give you glory tonight. I give you the praise. Nobody but you, my God. You are the Lord thy God that healeth. And you've proven yourself, my God, time and time and time again that there is nothing, oh, my God, too hard for you. Father, we thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, as you continue, God, to just shower down blessings upon Pastor and Lady B tonight, Father. Thank you, God, for this break that you've given them on this week, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, that they'll just continually rejoice in the goodness of you, God, that you continue to bless everything they set their hands to do. My God, as they lead your people, my God, encourage their hearts tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, give them wisdom and knowledge. My God, to know how to lead your people. My God, that we would ever grow up in you and mature in the word of you, my God, that we not remain stagnant, but my God, take us forward in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray for our church family, every deacon, every trustee, every usher, my God, the deaconess. My God, in the name of Jesus, every minister, every lay member, God, in the name of Jesus, the vessels of praise, the voices of Judah, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, show yourself mighty, my God, as we position ourselves, my God, to be used by you, Lord, that you, God, would get the glory, God, out of our lives. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God. Oh, let there be less of us and more of you. My God, that we ever decrease, that you would increase in us. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you today, God. Every pastor, every member, God, every church home, God, in the name of Jesus. Fill us up, God, with all that you are. My God, empower us, oh God, to do the will of your Lord, to go forth, my God, in the work of your Lord, being steadfast and unmovable, my God, always abounding, my God, in your work. God, I thank you tonight. I pray for Bishop tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray for Sister Foots tonight, Lord. My God, that you would just work a miracle. Father, in the name of Jesus. My God, that you would encourage their hearts on tonight. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, do God the impossible, that thing that man can't even perform. My God, in the name of Jesus, recognizing that God's opportunities, God, the impossibilities, God, that you're able to perform. My God, in the name of Jesus, the word of God declares it in our weakness. Your strength, God, is made perfect. Have your way tonight, God. Remember New Direction, God, church family. My God, in the name of Jesus, my prayer, God, is their focus is on you tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, oh, my God, that their focus is on you, God, and getting a work done, God, for your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, encourage every heart tonight. My God, on this line, Lord, encourage every heart. My God, lift up every head that's hung down. My God, every bereaved family, God, that has gone through death. My God, for we know these things must come. But encourage tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, comfort, my God, your people. In the name of Jesus, I pray tonight for Digging Don Hatcher, God. We thank you. We're so grateful to your God, all that you brought him through. You brought him through surgery. Oh, my God, as it was said on Sunday, the difficult part is over. My God, in the name of Jesus, we're looking to you now, God, to heal his body from the inside out, God, and to strengthen him, Lord, from one day to the next. My God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, even for his caregivers. My God, that you would strengthen them, Lord. My God, to provide the care that he needs. Strengthen and encourage their hearts. Remind them, God, that they can make it. My God, with their trust in you, with their faith in you, God, they can make it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you tonight, God, as you bless our young people, my God, that are moving on into a new phase of life. Many going to college. Many starting out in the workforce. God, even the younger ones that are preparing to enjoy their summers. Asking you, my God, to keep them safe in the name of Jesus, to be a hedge of protection around them, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we yes. Thank you tonight, God. We thank count you, it all joy tonight when we fall into direst temptation. We count it all joy tonight.
Thank you,
God. Oh, my God, we thank you. We're so grateful to you, God, for all you've done for us.
Thank
God,
yes,
you've done
Lord.
So much, Lord. We can't
yes.
Thank you enough. You've done so much, God.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And thank we give your name glory, honor, and praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
In
yes.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
You,
hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We count all things by faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Faith coming by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God.
Yes.
And we think we claim all things done tonight by faith. Hallelujah,
you,
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. Thank you. Thank you tonight, oh God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, with all of our hearts, all of our souls, all of our strength, and with all of our minds.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Love you tonight, oh my God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you're such an awesome God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, and we praise you tonight, Lord. We rejoice in you, the God of our salvation. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
From suffering to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Won't be this way always. Oh, my God. So glad trouble don't last always.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Remember Betty Ann Davis tonight. Remember Wanda Royal tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You see your people, God. You know what they're going through. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Encourage their hearts tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Father. We thank you tonight. Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He's a good God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mighty good God. Mighty good God.
Yes,
thank you.
And I say unto you, I pray you've been blessed by the word of God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I receive it. I receive it. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, my God. Grow me in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. Lord, I bless you tonight.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May you all go forth tonight resting in the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah, my God. It is angels. It can't run about you to keep you in all of your ways. I love you. God loves you more. Hallelujah. And I say,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And good. Yes. And I love you all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I love you too. Thank you, Jesus.
Love you too, Master Pam. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. We can make it, y'all. We can make it.
Yes, we can make it.
Hallelujah. Oh, by the grace of God, we can make it, saints. We can make it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Hello.
your girl popping up live here. We're going to